Naaman's servants helped him with his attitude. They helped him with his thinking. So he went down and dipped himself in the Jordan 7 times, as the man of God had told him. And his flesh was restored and became clean like that of a young boy. Flesh restored, clean. He was healed by following the instructions given to him by the man of God who had heard from God. Then Naaman and all of his attendants went back to the man of God. I love this. They could have gone on home. Even thanking God for having healed him, could have gone on home, straight home, thanking God. But instead, he went back to the man who gave him the directions that led to his healing. Naaman and all his attendants went back to the man of God. He stood before him and said, "Now I know that there is no God in all the world except in Israel." When did he know that? Did he know that when the servant girl, his servant girl from Israel, said, "If only my master would go to the prophet in Samaria"? No. He says, after he was healed, "Now I know that there is no God in all the world except in Israel." You suppose that was an indication of broken thinking healed, made whole, made healthy, made right? Before this healing took place, he did not know that the God of Israel is the only God in all the world. He did not know that. But after he was healed, after he humbly obeyed by dipping the exact number of times that he had been instructed to dip. Think about this, ladies and gentlemen. Dipping 7 times. Dip 1 time. Okay, there may or may not be anything to happen with regards to your thinking. You dip a 2nd time, you may begin to soften your heart a bit as you remember you're following the instructions that you had been given. The 3rd time you dip, you might be thinking something along the lines of, "I really am expecting his God to heal me. That's why I came. That's why I brought the gifts." You go down a 4th time, and your heart is even softer at the 4th dip than it was at the 1st dip, even at the 2nd dip. You go down a 5th time, and your heart softens even more because it's still taking emotional, mental, and spiritual energy. It's not just taking physical energy. That's the easy part. But when we think about having to deal with our attitudes, our dispositions, our sinful nature, that brokenness that makes us who we are, that needs to be fixed, that needs to be healed. We're thinking about that, and the heart becomes even softer as we force our spirits, force our minds, force our attitudes with all this sinfulness to shut up, because I'm going down again. I was told 7 times and I'm going 7 times. The 6th time, we're pushing all of our haughtiness and arrogance out of the way even more. And we're keeping count, because we have our minds made up, we're going to do exactly as we were told. That's humility. And we go down the 7th time. What has God instructed you to do in order to receive a blessing that you want from him? What is your attitude like? Are you willing to do exactly what he tells you to do in order to receive from him what you're asking for? He went down that seventh time and he came up a new man. His skin was healed. Flesh made whole. But not only that, but his mind had been changed. He concluded that the God of Israel is the only God in all the world. Remember now, as I've shared with you all before, a lot of these people of these other nations, just like people in America, worship other gods, in other words, demons. We're going to read about that shortly as it pertains to Naaman. Listen to this. Naaman and all his attendants went back to the man of God. He stood before him and said, "Now I know that there is no God in all the world except in Israel. Please accept now a gift from your servant." Ladies and gentlemen, that's power. That's power. God did not even come down and touch the man with his hand. He didn't even require that his prophet touch the man in his behalf. He simply had the man dip seven times in the body of water that he chose, that God himself chose, and had it spoken through his prophet Elisha. And just by the man obeying, God's power was so great that that man was healed. Just through the man's act of humble obedience. We're going to have to follow up on this next time. We're looking at power, the power of God to change. Let him have it. It's just what Ryan Free and Assurance is saying. He can take it. Give it to him. Let him have it. But make sure you're following his instructions too.